Good. Give you, should keep it up on him? Keep it up on him whether he's brought the whole thing, huh?
I'm sure he's there.
Veg, you brought the Bruce Mitzes. Yeah, I did. I wrote it ready yesterday. Yeah, I wrote it ready yesterday, December 3rd. Then it's December 4th.
Yeah.
Tonight we do Tetal Mater. We begin Tetal Mater.
Oh.
We begin Tetal Mater. Okay? So let's begin. Okay, guys, let's begin. Are you allowed to see? Oh, we left off yesterday. I want to point out to you the Marshal. What did the Marshal write? This is a very important din. If you're Mazik Hekdish, what's the din? You're definitely punter from Chomish. But the Marshal wanted to claim the following Kiddush. That according to the first Lashon of Rashi, if you're Mazik Hekdish, you're completely putter. Not just from the Chomish, but even Karen. And according to the second Lashon of Rashi, what did Rashi say? That there's no Me'ila. But what is the implication? That you are Chai of what? You are Chai of Karen. So I want you to get down. The Marshal claimed that there are two Lashonis in Rashi. Whether you're chayv or not, okay? Marshal is the Chacham Shlomo. Lashon Rishon Shel Rashi, Mazik Hekdish, completely putter. Putter Legamri. Legamri means even from Karen. Legamri. Putter Legamri. Second Lashon Rashi, Lishna Shani. What does the Marshal say? What does the Lishna Shani of Rashi say? There's no Me'ila. Ain't Me'ila, but what? Chayiv. Achein, that means however. Chayiv Karen. It's amazing. This is what the Marshal writes. Two Lashonas of Rashi. Okay? And this is a Pella. Why is this a Pella? Because the bottom line is, Lamaisa says that Divri Yecheskel, you should be completely putter, because it's Re'eu. Re'eu means you're completely putter normally. Therefore, since you're a completely putter, why should you be chayv at all, Karen? Halach lamaisa. He points out that what? Granted, there's no me'ilu. But you're not re'eu. And Tosis writes this beferish on Yud Beis and Mebeis. Dibur Maskel Man. That if you're mazik karka, you're putter no matter what. The fact that there's no me'ilu doesn't make a difference. You're still putter from Karen, it's not re'eu. So I want you to get this down. The Me'iri writes, the Divri Yecheskel says the Kavanah of Rashi is the Miri writes, anything that's Mechubar Lekarka is completely putter from Me'ila, and there's also no Chiyuv Karen. And that's the way the Miri presents Gedolei HaRabbanim. Who's Gedolei HaRabbanim according to the Miri? Rashi. Whenever the Miri refers to Gedolei HaRabbanim, he means Rashi. So please get this down. So the din is that what? It's very problematic to say like the second Lashon. To say the second Lashon of Rashi that you're Chayiv Karen, we normally say if you're Mazik Hekdish, you're completely putter. There's no Mila, there's no Karen, there's nothing. There's no way Lamaisa should be Chayiv. It's a tremendous Chiddush. So we left off the end of Shir yesterday, please get it, that the Birkas Avram says, according to Reb Chaim, what is Mila Behekdish? What do we say Mila Behekdish meant according to Reb Chaim? Perichas Allah Chalavinuch is Mila. What is it called? Matthew, it's called Gezel. And therefore, what's the shear of Me'ilah according to Reb Chaim? Shava Pruta, not a Kezias. Shava Pruta is finances. And therefore, it's considered to be a Shava Pruta. And therefore, what did Reb Chaim say? Are you Chayiv Gezel on Karka? Can you steal land?
No.
So if you can't steal land, then you can't do Me'ilah on Karkos. And if you can't do Me'ilah on Karkos, there's no Chi of what? There's no Chi of Karen either. There's no Gezel. What is Me'ilah? Glorified Gezel Hekdish. So since it's a glorified Gezel of Hekdish, and you can't steal Karka, so you're completely putter. Now I have a very important akuda I want you to get. Says to the Divri Yecheskel of Chaim Moiser and Shlomo Zalman, granted that you cannot be chayv on the tlisha of the fruit from the ground, but you still should be chayv on the chila. When does the animal eat it? Already when it's detached. So why should you be chayv out that? And you should be chayv on Moiser what's considered to be tolish. The achila of is when it's tallest. So why can't you be mechayiv me'ilah on that? Granted, there's no me'ilah on karka, but you should be chayiv me'ilah bless you on what? On the detached fruit. Why aren't you chayiv me'ilah on the detached fruit? So I want you to get this down. The Divri Yecheskel answers and he says, Where does the fruit come from? What was its status originally? It was attached. So therefore we view the whole eating afterwards as not the Maisa Hezek. It's not a Maisa Hezek B'fnatzo. What was the Maisa Hezek? The fact it was detached from the ground. And that's when it was Mechubar. And therefore there is no Mila, there is no Gezel, and therefore there is no Chiv Karen. So everything goes bust at the beginning, Benji. Please get that. And Rashi and Daf Chof Amud Aleph is mashma like that as well. And I can tell you even more than that. What's the ikar part of the pasuk, says Rav David Parvarsky? What's the ikar part of the pasuk? Ubir bisteacher. What's it talking about? Detaching fruit off the ground. So Rashi says, I cannot find a case of metav when you detach fruit from the ground. Rashi went through all the cases, Donnie. We did it together in Seder. You cannot find a case. If it's cherem, it goes to an individual's kohanim. That's the hedyah. If it's what? If you dedicate it to Bet HaKavayis and you redeem it right away, it never hung around as being hektish. What happens if you don't redeem it right away? What did Gizbar do? He sold it to what? To another guy. So it never stays around as being hektish. And if it happened before you redeemed it, what's the din? Ein mi'ila what? Ein mi'ila b'chubar. So you can never come up with a scenario. So that's what David Parvarsky says. The Maharam, the Pnei Yeshua says, that's why Rashi didn't want to talk about detached fruit. Because the pshat and the pasuk is what? It's on the field. You ate it off the field. So don't give me a svar that we're talking about what? You should be chayav mi'ila on the stuff that's detached already. The pshat and the pasuk is on the field. It's still attached to the field. So after it's all said and done, we got 2 days in Rashi, according to the Maharshal, whether Mazik Hektish is Pata Legami or he paid care. Which is the one we want to go with? Number one. Because Reb Chaim says what? It's Gezel Hektish. Reb Chaim says, Me'ila is what? Gezel Hektish. And therefore sits on Karka, therefore Lachain. What? And therefore comes out up. Memela means consequently karka ein gezel. Now don't get me wrong, there might be an iser gezel, the Ramban says. But there's no chiv gezel, no kinyan gezel, because you can't pick up kark and steal it. Memela kark ein gezel, memela ein mi'ila bekarka shel hektis. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Why don't we get the guy on what? Why don't we get the guy in the talish? After he detaches it, when the animal eats it, what's the answer? That's not the Maisa Hezek. The Maisa Hezek came from your detachment of the ground. And therefore what? We focus on that Nakuda. That's a shot in the pasuk too as well. Okay? So this is the Mahalik I want you guys to get. Okay? Yes?
Didn't we say something, I think yesterday or a few days ago, about like if you walk around the field, if you build a fence?
That's Chazake. That's Kenyan Chazake. That's acquiring it. That's acquiring it. That's called acquiring. Remember, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, the 3 ways of Mikona Karka. That's something that we talk about when Yoni Chanukah. It's Chobos Abayis. Remember, that's what the Rav said. Yes, Donnie, real quick. Go ahead.
Can't there be other pieces of chain of regal by Hektish that don't just involve Karka?
What'd you say?
By Rashi, just proving that.
Yes, but what's the answer to that? The Pshat and the Pusik's talking about Karka. Meitav Sadeu. It's a good kash you're asking. I don't care, though. We're trying to touch a Pusik. What does Meitav Sadehu mean?
But that's telling what you pay, it's not telling what you're chayav.
No, it's talking about in the field. That's what it's talking about. Kavu Chomel LeHektish. The pasuk was talking about the field. That's why Rashi says, I can't come up with such a case. Okay? So that's the din we want to bring out. Okay, now that we go to Tosfos now. Let's see Tos inside. Okay, Akiva, read the Tos Divramasko Shoro inside. Okay? Because what do we leave off yesterday? That we thought there are 2 days in Rashi. Is Shane and Regal chayiv on Hektish or not? First day in Rashi, no. Second day in Rashi, maybe yes, but you can't find a case. Comes the Maram, says Chas v'Shalom. Everyone agrees you're punter b'Hektish. So we have to go through the Shittas now on this din. Let's go, Akiva. Read inside. Guys, look inside. Dira Masko Shoro. Okay, we got a lot to see. Bez Hashem, and then we want to get to the Yoni Chanukah as well. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, Akiva. I can't hear you louder, please. Start again. Sure. Yes. What's Toys' bomb kasha? And I'm translating bomb correctly. Tame is a bomb kasha. He says, like Donnie says, talk about Shane and Regal. Shane and Regal, there's no dinner at Ehu. What does Rehu mean? Rehu is the reason why we pot their Hektish, because Hektish is a corporation, not an individual. But Shane and Regal doesn't say Rehu. So maybe Shane and Regal's Chayav and Hektish. It's a great kasha. Go ahead. No, no, Mikaren Leika Lemelaf. Mikaren. It's Mikaren. Okay? No problem. You make sure you get it right, Naru. Mikaren Leika. Why don't I learn from Karen? Karen, there's no din of what? Heck, just because it says Reu. Why don't you transfer that to Shana Rego? Why can't you? Go ahead. Because Karen is what? The first three times is Tom. Whereas Shana Rego is not Tom the first three times. So you can't learn out from Karen. Go ahead. Where was that? On Daf Hem and Alf. Anytime it said one of those four words, why don't you learn it from there? So why can't you learn from there? Go ahead. You also can't learn from there. Why not? Because that Zereshava, what was our Masorah? That's only the, we compare 13:24 to Pei Metav. But we don't make them uniform about every din, because otherwise what would you have? Go ahead. Me Tamun. Tamun, you gotta get these din in. Tamun, we had it in hand base, but it's hidden. If it was all uniform, then all 24 of us is equal, we punted by Tamun. It's not true. It's only by H. Go ahead. Bershusa Rabin. Where's Pater Bershusa Rabin? Which two of us are Pater Bershusa Rabin? Shane and Regal. Everything else is not. It's all uniform. Why not? Go ahead. What about Kalim? What's Pater and Kalim? Only Bor. Everything else is Chayef. Go ahead. Bitsule. What is Tsule Amukdashim? Please get this down. It's a Gemara Daftan Gimel. Gemara Daftan Gimel. The case is you have a Shor, you're a Makdashit. To bring it to the Mizbeah. What happens? It gets a moon. And what happens when it gets a moon? It's called Psula Mekdashim. Then it fell into a pit. What's the din? Must the Baal HaBor pay? No. He's putter. Why is he putter? Because it's Vames Yelo. What is Yelo? The Baal HaBehema. It's not his Behema anymore. Because Psula Mekdashim, what do you have to do with it? You have to bury it in the ground. Jordan, you have to bury it in the ground. And therefore it's not his. Therefore, what's the halacha? A boar is pater from Psula Mekdashim. But everything else is chayav by Psula Mekdashim. Everything else is chayav by Psula Mekdashim. So we only have a localized tour of Psula Mekdashim by boar. So what do you see from here? That the Gzeres Shavah is constricted only to Metav. So what are you saying? What's Tosis Kasha, Kiva? Shein and Rego by Hekdash should be what? Should be chayav. Why is it pater? You can't learn out from Karen because why? Karen is not moved from the beginning where Shana Regal is. Why can't you learn out from the Gzeres Shavah? Because the Gzeres Shavah is only constricted to what? The Gzeres Shavah is only constricted to what? Metav. We don't equate all the dinim together. Tumim's only by Aish. Kalim's only up to by Bor. Yes? Rosh Hashanah is only up to by Shana Regal. Psula Mekdashim is only up to by Bor. We don't equate all the Avos to Zikin together. We do not. So we're back to the Kasha. Shane and Regal Tysh says, why is it Pater by Hekdish? That's Tysh's Kasha. Go ahead. Yesh Lomar. Tysh says, don't worry about it. Please get it down. All Nezikin. All Nezikin. You have your Gemara? All Nezikin are what? Come on. All Nezikin are Pater by Hekdish. All Nezikin are Pater by Hekdish, Tysh says. That's all. Don't worry about it, Tyson says. I'll try to give you the mucker. But he says, all Nezikin are punter by Hekdash, even Shane Varegel. Go ahead, he quotes Yushalmi. Brace HaNizakin, which is the fifth parak in Gittin. Dekamer Hasam. What are we talking about? What is Rabbi Akiva talking about when he says, Kavachom of the Hekdash? Go ahead. What does Hekshar Nezikin mean? Guys, what does Hekshar Nezikin mean? Any damages caused through what?
Not
through Niske Mammon. Excellent. Because you didn't guard it properly. We had that on Testament base. Chafti Behekshar. Remember we had the two Rashis? Is it lack of Shmir? Is it Niske Goof? Go ahead. If it's what? Mammon Amazik. We already have a Drasha Re'eu. So therefore I'm Pater. Go ahead. V what? So it can't be, so Rabbi Akiva can't be talking about Kavachom or Hekdash if it's Niske Mammon. Niske Mammon is Pater by Hekdash, yes? If you damage Hekdash. So it can't be talking about that. Go ahead. What's the other possibility? V what? But maybe it's talking about Niske Aguf. What's Niske Aguf? Where an Adam was Mazik Hekdash. What does it say? Hatani Rechia. What's Gavoa mean? Hektish. So you see that what? You're only chayiv nezikin by hedjin, not nezikin legavoa. So no matter how you slice it, when it comes to hektish, Yushami says you're putter. Whether your property damages it or you damage it, you are always putter. Ella, what's the case, Ella? That's where you made a pledge that you're going to owe $100. Nothing to do with damages. Because you damage hektish, you're putter. That's what I wrote on the board. A first loss of Rashi, completely putter. No matter what you do, you're putter. If you damage hektish, you are completely putter. The only time you're going to be obligated is when you made a pledge. Go ahead, Kikiva. Umashma. Low what? Low ba'adam amazik. No matter how you slice it, you cannot find a case of a person being mazik hektish and being chayev. Not by adam, not by shein, not by regal. Completely putter. Ella? That's the only time you're chayev, you made a commitment of a loan. Chayin mashma? There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama on Testament base that says Nechasim Shein Behem Me'ila, which means what? What does Nechasim Shein Behem Me'ila mean?
Property which doesn't have Me'ila.
But what does it mean though? Nichse Hedyot. It's a flip side of the coin of saying Nichse Hedyot, Donnie. Nichse Hedyot, there is no Lamaisa Nichse Hedyot, that's when there's damages. Go ahead. It's going on all the Avos Nezikin. If you're damaged, hektish guys, you're putter. Afilu? Even if a man beats up hektish owned by a car, basically owns a car, or sure, you beat it up, you're putter. Go ahead, Laman Damar. Rav says, Mavav is Adam, so you're putter in Ganson. Okay, get this down. So what sheet is Ataisus? What sheet is Ataisus? Mazik hektish? What's the din?
Putter.
No doubt. He agrees with what? That Maran, that said both Lashonis are Rashi. The Maharshal said it's two Lashonis argue. Maharam said no, everyone's got to be your partner. I want to present now some other shittas before we go back to the Taisus. Please get it down. There is a Raivid that is quoted by the Shittim and Gubetzis, the Meiri, the Shittim and Gubetzis, the Meiri, and the Raivid, and the Taisus Shants say absolutely not. Say Shein a regal archayev. They say Shein a regal archayev. So who's a Shitta? Raivid? Umeiri? Who else? Shita Mekubetzis. Who else do we say? Toysa Shans. Thank you, Benji. Says Beferish what? Chayiv Legabe Shein Varegel. Why, guys? Because it doesn't say Re'eu by Shein Varegel. So there are Rishonim that argue on this. No doubt. There are Rishonim that argue very strongly. Okay? I want you to get this. They argue very strongly. Okay? There are Rishonim that argue. Okay? And the truth is, I want to point out to you, Lamaisa, that there's a third shita, amazing, of the Meiri, that writes, Halacha Lamaisa, that Adam Amazik is going to be what? Is going to be Chayiv. So I want you to get that. There's a third shita, the Meiri, Diramasko Gedoyle, the Meiri writes, Diramasko Gedoyle, what does he say? The Meiri himself, Meiri quotes a shita that says, Adam Amazik is chayiv. Patr al kol achein, however, Adam Amazik chayiv behektish. If you take a baseball bat and destroy a shore of hektish, you'll chayiv. Adam Amazik behektish is chayiv. Because why? Doesn't say re'eu there either. So there is such a shita that says, Halacha Maisa, it doesn't say Re'eu V'lo Hektish. So therefore, Halacha Maisa, an Adam that is Mazik Hektish, even if you potter Shein V'regel, we don't potter Adam Shehizik as a Hektish. So we do have different Shittas that I want to make sure you get, okay? There are different Shittas, Lamaisa, I want to make sure you get, and this is the Chiddush you want to bring out, okay? Let's continue now in Taisus. So we have three Shittas in the Rishonim. Jordan, we got this? Make sure we get the three Shittas in Rishonim, okay? Go ahead, Akiva. Bite through now in Toises. Vahad Amar. What's Shoel? It's a Perek in Bav Metzia. I think it's the eighth Perek. It says in Perek HaShoel, it says what? When a czar eats Truma, Bishogeg. You know what a czar is? A non-coin. Who eats Truma? a kohen. What happens if a zar eats truma b'mezi? He's chayav misa and shomayim. What happens if he does it b'shogeg? He's chayav karen and what? And chomish. So go ahead. It says v'adar reshmu b'ashol ki yochel. Chomish. Chomish is a fourth. Even though it literally means a fifth, it means a fourth. So I want you to get this. If a zar eats truma b'shogeg, what's he chayav? Karen v'chomish. What happens if he burns it b'shogeg? He's mazik it. He didn't eat it. He didn't ingest it. Donnie, what's the din? He didn't ingest it. He ate it. Then you're chayav karen chomish. But if you damage it, it says you're what? You're putter from chomish. What's the implication? You're putter from chomish, but you're chayav in what? Karen. You're chayav in karen. That's the kashu. Mashma, go ahead. Because we equate truma and hektish. Chay. If you eat a hektish, a korban b'shogeg, you're chayav what? If someone eats a hektish, you're chayav also what? If you're a kohen, you eat hektish. But if you're not a kohen, you can't eat hektish. You did it b'shogeg. So you're chayav keren v'chomish. We always equate truma and hektish. Chet. It says by both. It's gzeira shava. But the implication is I'm kapata from keren if I damage it. But I'm chayav what? I'm putter from chomish, but I'm chayav in keren. Go ahead. Umashma. You understand what he's asking on himself? This whole toast is saying Adam is mazik hektish, you're putter. Now he turns around and says, Yechayiv Karen. What's the answer? I knew what? Excellent. Get it down. Tosa Sheet is Yechayiv Min Rabbana on Hektish. So please get it. Adam Taisa says,
Yechayiv
Nezikin Min Rabbana. Taisa holds Min Rabbana Nomi. Chayiv Mazik Hektish is what? Is Min Rabbana. Who argues on this? The Rivet. Right, it says Midiraisa. Midiraisa, guys.
But is this the Chomesh or is this the...
No, this is Karen. Karen, only Karen. Only Karen. You're Chayiv Karen. You're putter from the Chomesh. Because you did it, what? It says Mazik Hektish. Only when you eat it. So the Ravid argues on this Toysis. The Ravid says Beferish, you're Chayiv. Now please get this down. Who else says you're Chayiv Midrabanan? The Ramban? And who else? The Ritva and Gittin. Adam mazik hektish is chayiv midrabanan, and the minchas chinuch which I gave you in mitzvahs nun hey os dalad says according to Tosis Adam she is a hektish is chayiv midrabanan. So the whole beginning of Tosis meant min atayr. Now I want you to get this sharp chiddush. Listen to this, Yair. There is a principle called. Please get this. There is a principle called Jordan Mishalem Ashenenis. So the minchas chinuch says shein and rega. What do we say? Is putter if you damage according to Tosis. But what's the din? Nenes. Mishalem Masha Nenes. You should still pay. Let me ask you a question. If you own an animal, yes? If you own an animal and they ate some hektish stuff, that means you don't got to feed it for breakfast, right? That's called hana. You should at least pay for that. What do we say, Shein Rego, according to Tosis? Completely putter. But what happens if what? It ate the stuff. At least pay for what? You don't have to pay for breakfast? That's called Mishalem Ashenene. It's less money than damaging it. I grant you that. But at least it's something. The Minchas Chinuch brings up that possibility, Matthew. You follow me? He says you have to pay Mashenenes. Please get that Chiddush to Minchas Chinuch. Because what's the Kasha? So why did the Gemara make Kavachom Lehektish Lagabi the Hana? Why did it say Kavachom Lehektish Lagabi in the Shane? That you should pay Meitav Mashenenes. Isn't that a great Kasha? Yes. There's a principle called Hana. So grant the Shein and Regal's Potter Min HaTorah of Legabe Hektish. Legabe Mazik. But at least you should have to pay Mashenene. So make the Kavah Chomer Legabe Meitav Legabe that. You follow me? Donnie, you follow me? Shein and Regal according to Tosis Potter Min HaTorah, yes? Adam is Chayav only Min Rabbanan. But what about Nene? Shein and Regal should be Chayav Al Tana. You didn't have to feed your animal breakfast. It ain't the heck of stuff. So pay that. And then if that's the case, so ask the Or Sameach. And the Or Sameach and the Rav Shimon Shkup, they ask on the Minchas Chinuch. They say, so why did the Gemara say Kavachom Lehektish? You follow me? It's amazing, Kasha. Matthew, you got this? There's a principle. Again, one more time. Shane and Regal's what? Completely putter, according to Tosis. But you should at least, Adam Amazin's Chayv Midrabanan only. What about Shane and Regal? General goes part to do, but you should be chayav al tana at least. You didn't have to pay the thing breakfast.
What does that have to do with what we're up to now?
Because we're saying when it eats things, you might not be chayav as a damager, but at least you should be chayav that I don't have to give my animal breakfast.
Yeah, No, Garrett, we're putting the gomer by Shane Rego, so don't
do. I understand, but there's another type of payment called hana.
No, but if you're not
chayav by the hana by Shane Rego. No, you putter by damages, but there's a new track called hana. There's damages and there's hana.
Are we chayav by hana?
Yes, yes, you are. So if you're chayav by hana, make the gemara say kavu chum legabi hana. You are chayav. I'm telling you what hana means. I don't have to pay the thing breakfast. Cost me $20 of food to feed this animal breakfast every morning. Now that it ate hektish of stuff, I get off $20. So pay $20 to hektish. Granted, you're putter from damaging, but there is a notion of the hana that I got.
But didn't Rebbe say that there was no hana here because you burned the hektish?
No. We're talking about a situation in hana, separate thing, the animal that ate. Shane and Regal should be chayv outs hana. Outs damages your putter. All types of damages are putter when it comes to hektish. Adam, Shane Varegel, everything. It's putter, right? Adam and Mazatez is a chiddush, it's chayv min rabbanim. But Shane and Regel's putter outs damages, but I'm saying it should be chayv outs hana. The hana shebo. Hana's a new track. If I damage your property, I got to pay the value of it, yes? Let's say my animal ate your stuff. I don't have to pay the damages. If you're hektish.
Yeah.
But do I have to pay $20 for the breakfast or the shore? No, it's full. So at least I should pay hana. It's not as much as the value of the animal. So that's what we're machadish, the Minchas Chinuch says. Shein and Regos Pater are hektish, but at hana you should be chayiv.
What's the Kal Chomer that represents?
So now once you say there's a new din of hana that you're chayiv for, so maybe that's Rabbi Kiva meant Kal Chomer the hektish. What are we looking for? We're looking for all, what's the payment you have to make the hektish? This is the payment. Why can't that be the payment? The Gemara looks for shore damaging. Why do you have to look for shore damaging? Stick with hana. Simple. Even if you hold like the Rishonim, that Shane and Regal's completely putter, but there's a track called hana. That track of hana should what? Should make you chayiv. You should make a kavu chomer based on that then.
What's the first time we're hearing about a payment of hana?
Because we've only been talking about damages now. But I'm talking about a new din now. And the new din is called damages.
Why don't we have that?
Because I'm talking about things that I'm chayiv to pay. Listen, I'm talking about things I'm chayiv to pay. So we've been used to damages the whole time. But now I'm introducing to you the bottom line. I did
so
gain
are,
from
is
this.
Is Minchas Chinuch saying that it's only in this case where
we were... Minchas Chinuch is saying, I might be putter from damages, but at the same time, I am not putter from what? That I don't have to pay for breakfast. I should pay hektish for that.
No, but that's for this specific case. We're not every other case. He's saying
anytime I got hana, yes.
So that's anytime it's Shane, basically.
A lot of times that doesn't happen when it's food. When you damage a car, there's no hana for it.
No, but anytime there's food.
Anytime it's food, yes, there's hana.
There is hana.
Yes, because I don't have to give the shore breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So when it eats something, that's called hana. So I should be mishalem hashenenis. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's beautiful chiddush. And he says, you know what? Oh, Shane and Regal's putter, but you know what? I want you to know something. You got to pay for the breakfast. You got to pay for the fact you didn't want to give them animal money for breakfast. So once I bring up that, Esther Sameach and Shimon Shkup, then what? Then why don't you say I can make a Kamachoma with Hektish referring to that? Referring to the Hanashibo. It's a great Kasha. So the answer is the following. One sec, Adam. The answer is like this. Meitav, you only pay on what? What do you only pay Meitav on? Damages, not Hana. You should pay for the Hana, but you can pay it with Ziboiris. You can pay with anything you want. The mandate of Meitav is on what? Damages. Damages and damages alone. You can bring up Hana from today until tomorrow. You're right, you got to pay it. But there's no way. And who says this? The Ksos HaChoshen. Simen Shim Sadi Aleph Sivkot and Beis. That when you pay Mashanenis, like Shane Bershusa Rabin and Rego Bershusa Rabin are putter. Putter from what? Matthew. What are they putter from? They're putter from the Zekin. But you're still chayiv to pay for Hana, but that Hana could be from Ziboiris. That could be what? Like a Balchov that owes money. What's a Balchov in your Raisa? Ziboiris. Excellent, Adam. Only by Avod did they make a Takana to boost them up to Beninus. Kadesh Ol Tinel Delis if they love it. But Shane Shenenis, there's no Shach Nilas Delis. So therefore, keep it by the din of Ziboiris. So that's the Chiddush I wanted to bring out here. Okay? That's the Chiddush I wanted to bring out. We make sure we get this din. Okay?
Beat the Terrence from Rishon Shkup and
Yeah, the teretzes, according to the Ksos Achayshim, Mishalem Ashenenis, only has a din of what? Paying like Ziboris. Only by Meitav, by Nezikin do you pay Meitav. Our topic is Meitav, right? Nezikin is Meitav. But Mishalem Ashenenis is a different track. And therefore you're owed money, so you're owed money, you pay Ziboris, that's all. Abachobi derives the Ziboris. They upped them to Bananas, Kadesh Lotim, that's what they love it. So you don't want to close the door in front of borrowers. So we keep it on a level of Ziboris. So therefore, all you have to pay is Ziboris. Our topic of our Gemara is Meitav, guys. Meitav is only by damages. That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Okay? Yes, Ed.
How could we be suggesting that you that the Kal V'Chomer L'Hekdesh is by Hana when the whole discussion in the Gemara is about Nezikin? So now we're saying, oh, the Kal V'Chomer is all the
stuff so that's basically the answer that we're given. That's basically the answer that we're saying according to the Ksos. But at least in the Kasha, we were talking about a payment that you have to make. You know what it's like when we had different spheres? We went from the Zika to what? To making a pledge? So just like you did that, why can't you do this? You go from the Zika to the sphere of Hana. Just as good, right?
And then we rejected by saying...
Yes. In fact, if you'd have asked me on the street, I would have said, this sphere is closer, Hana is closer to damages than the sphere of making a pledge. No. The answer is that's still not Nezikin. And you only pay Meitav on actual Nezikin. And this is a money you owe. It's like a Bachov. And therefore you can even pay from Ziboiris. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? All right. Very good. Now we go back to the Taisus. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's go. We're up to the Taisus. We're in the middle of the Taisus. Go ahead. Let's go. You're doing a great job. So now he says what? Why is it that what? He hasn't given us a makor. It's a very, very interesting time. Every time is beautiful. He hasn't given us a what? He hasn't given us a makor. What do you mean he hasn't given us a makor? He said that all Nezikin are public actions, but what's the makor? Go ahead, Venera. Now he's going to try to say what the makor is. Here, take the pad, Venera. This is the Dapim on Shabbos. Okay, go ahead. Venera. Oh, he thinks other Nezikin are public actions. Why? Gemiri, we learn from the Mematzina from Karen, Ume Adam, Ume Bor, the Putter, Kol Shekain. Excellent. So, what is Tosis Makor, guys? What is Tosis Makor? A Mematzina from what? Karen, Adam, and Bor. It's kind of like a Kol Shekain from Bor as well. You know what I mean? So it's like a mixture of a Mematzina with a Kavachomer from what? Psula Mekdashim. This is what I was saying to the guys in Seder. What is Psula Mekdashim? A shore where its Kedusha has been what? Has been diminished. And the Kedusha has been diminished. And despite that, we view it as a corporation. And I'm Pater, how much more so it's the real corporation. It's the CEO, which is what? Where it's pure Hektish. If a shore falls, you damage Hektish, you completely Pater. So that's how Tysus comes up with a marker. He learns it out from where? Akiva, what does he learn it from? Karen, Adam, Bor, which is Pata by Psalm, because Koshkin is Pata on real Hektish. So that's Taisus Chiddush. Okay? What does it say Karen's Pater? Because it says Re'ehu. Where does it say Adam? Where does it say Adam's Pater? Hiyocha Pratla what? Mazik. Yes? Your Pater. Bor's Pater by Hektish because it says Mesielo. It's not yours. So you put all those Makaras together, we learn a Mematzinu and a Koshkin everywhere else. The Kol Shekain is by pure Hektish of Psula Mekdashim. So if I ask you, what's the Makor? Matthew, if I ask you the Makor of why Tais says if you're Mazik Hektish, you're Pater, what's the Makor? A Mematzinu from Karen, Adam, Mematzinu, from Karen, Adam, and Psula Mekdashim is a Kol Shekain to real what? Bor is Pater, Psula Mekdashim, Kol Shekain Hektish. Okay, go ahead, Kiva. Im Taimar, Frek Taisus. How do you learn Shane from all of them? It's a problem. Why? Right, Shane has another Laziko. So how can you tell me Shane and Rego's part of a Hektish? It's different. What's Tyson's Terrence? Go ahead, V.H. Lomar. Let me ask you a question. Who should be more chayiv? An Adam that punches a shore of Hektish or destroys a car of Hektish or your animal that damages Hektish? Adam, right? So if Adam is more roy to be chayv and he's still putter, go ahead. Read again. Yesh lomer to Yosir. right? Which is more roi to be chayiv? An adam or when you send your animal to someone's field? Which one should be chayiv? Adam is much more, should be more chayiv. If adam's pater, then kosher kain what? Kosher kain shein as well. So what are the makaras so far in Tisus? All Nezikin and Adam are from what? All Nezikin are from what? From Adam, from Karen, Adam, Bor, and Bor is Pesukos Koshkin Hektish. How do you know Shane Rego? Shane Rego is from a Koshkin from Adam. Excellent. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Reu de Kaza Rachmane. Why do you need Reu? Why do you need Reu by Shore, by Karen? Hare what? We have Ha. Ha. Midarshina Midio what? No, read on in the Tosfos. Im Tomar, read again. Im Tomar. V'chi Yochal. Says V'chi Yochal Prat Lamazik Nafka. We learned already after from Yochal your Potter. Kidisa. It says Mizuch Mila. The Makish. That's what I said with Chay. We link up Hektish with Truma. Ma Truma. If a Zar eats Trum, he's Chayiv Isi B'nei Shemayim. But if he damages it, if he burns it or melts it, whatever it is, he's Pater. Af what? What's Kol Mili De Achila? Did you guys get that phrase? What does Kol Mili De Achila mean? Not just eating, let's say deriving Hana from it. Let's say you gave it to an animal. You know, something like that. Okay? Mini De Achila can mean Hana. You gave it to an animal to eat. Think ways of consumption. Let's say it was oil, you used it for fuel. Or to cook. So kol midi da achilir chayiv. Ella. Mazik lei. V'lav dafke. Not just midi of achila. Lav dafke achila that you what? Not just achila your chayiv. But even hana your chayiv. Ella. Go ahead. Kirisa. So what do you see from there? That an adam should be chayiv and all, more than all the others in the Zikin, and he's still putter. Kol shekein shor should be putter. So why do you need two makaros? Why do you need re'eu by Karen? Should be enough kiyocho by adam to serve as the marker for everything. Adam is the guy you want to make chayiv the most, and it still says what? What does it say? Still says you're putter. So how much more so all the other others in the Zikin, with animals you should be putter? So why do you need re'eu, which is said by Karen? That's Tisus Kashana. Learn everything from Adam. Adam is more mistaber to be chayiv more than anyone else. Any one of the Avos Nezikin. And it's still Pater Kiskiyoko Prat Lamazik. So how much more so your animals should be Pater? Why do you need to take a special Pasuk Re'eyu by Shor? Everything should come from Adam. That's Tisus Kash. Go ahead. Oh. If it wasn't for the fact we had Potter Mazik from Hektish. Go ahead. Wow. I would not be able to be motivated to say Reu Prat Lamazik. I could not say Kiyoko Kodesh Prat Lamazik unless I had Reu. Reu is the starter. El what? I would just Mamai Chomish on itself, but I think you're Chayiv and Karen. So what's the linchpin? What's the linchpin marker? Reu is the linchpin marker. If it wasn't for Reu, there's no way I could say Kiyochol Kodesh Prat Lamazik. Because otherwise you'd say Prat Lamazik, you're punter from Chomish, but you're Chayiv and Karen. Go ahead. Even though it says Kiyochol B'Trumah Udichziv, V'Sham, now he's bothered by something totally new, guys. You're Chayiv and Karen by Truma. Why? You should be completely punter. Kodesh, we said you're completely punter by Hektish. So why is Truma different? I thought there's a Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava Lagabe Chaimish, right? But Lagabe Karen, you're Chayiv. Why? Go ahead. Because Truma is really Mammon of who? Of the Kohen. It's like you hurt the Kohen privately. Therefore, you're Chayiv Karen by Truma. Even though Mazik Hektish is Potter, get it down, Benji, what did he say? If you're Mazik Truma, you're Chayiv. Because you're Chayiv, you hurt the Kohen. It's Mammon Kohen.
What happened to the Hekish Truma to
Hektish? It's only by Chomish. Only by Chomish you're going to be potter from. But when it comes to what Karen, there's a difference. Go ahead. I cannot learn it out of Kiyoko because that only potters me from what? From Chomish, right? From that Pasuk L'maisa. Yeah, therefore Hektish, I learn out of Zereshav, I'm potter from Karen. V'ela? So he's bothered by it. Why don't I say what? Why don't I say that you what? You should be pater only from Chomish. What we normally say, as Adam said, Kiyoko paters you from everything. From that pasuk, we pater from everything. Right? So we're pater hekish bekeren. So why are we pater b'tshuma bekeren? What's the answer? Ella? The Ella what? Why are you chai by tshuma keren? Mikro what? Oh. From another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? What's the other pasuk, guys? What's the other pasuk? Stop. As you said, very good, Yair. Anytime you steal something from your friend, what's the din? Lo tixol. So when you steal truma, when you damage truma from the coin, it's like you're damaging from the from stam. You're stealing from the coin. You got to pay him keren. It's not fair. So even though truma is kodesh, and from that pasuk you wouldn't learn it out because by kodesh you're completely pater from chomish and keren. By truma, if you use that same pasuk like you said, you'd be completely pater. That's why we got to dig up another pasuk. What's that other pasuk? It's called what? Gezel. Go ahead. Oh, what do you do with the mandam that says Kofer Berego? What's Kofer Berego? What's the case? A behem is trampling on the Amsterdam Avenue, God forbid, and it tramples on a baby. It tramples on a baby, but it moves off Amsterdam Avenue, goes to a private property, and it tramples on a baby. You're chayv Kofer by Rego. So we got a problem. Then lo osya what? So how do you learn Rego from all the other of us here? Potem Hektish. Ma what? Like Karen for what? You don't pay a kol for the first time. You only pay it when it's a muad. Go ahead. And what about by regal? Regal, there is kol from the first time. So how do you learn out regal from all the other almost the zikin? That regal also should be pucked up by hektish. There's something special by regal that's not by the other ones. Regal has kol for the very first time. These don't. So he keeps hocking Tysus. He says, how could it be that hektish is pucked up by all the zikin? There's something different about Shane and regal. Now he doesn't give up at the end. He says, that's kol for. So what's the answer? Beautiful. But Reptarfon holds Karen is Chayav Kofer for the very first time. If it kills someone, it's a tam. Remember we've been saying all along, you only Chayav Kofer when it's a muad. That's only according to the Chumim. Reptarfon says you Chayav what? Kofer for the very first time. So if you say it like that, then you can compare Regal to everything else. So at the end of the day, according to Tosfos, the only way I know Mazik Hektish is punted by everything, Shane and Regal included, is only if you hold like Reptarfon. If you hold like the Chumim, we're still grappling for a mucker. You know what I'm saying? You're still grappling from Marker. He tried to learn out from what? From Karen, from Adam, and Mubor, right? From all those combinations, Psula Mekdashim. But at the end of the day, Lamai, so you can't learn out directly from Karen and Adam, because Karen has what? Karen has no Kol for the first time, as Regal does, no? So that would be a Pircha. That would really be a Pircha, unless you say Adam has no Chiyuv Kofer. Unless you say that Adam has no Chiyuv Kofer. But he was bothered by Lamai. How is it possible? Karen, Adam, and Bor, Lamaisa. You know what I'm saying? Karen, Adam, and Bor, they don't pay kol for the first time. Right? They don't pay kol for the first time, Lamaisa. Right? And they don't pay kol for Ad Pam Revis. Is that really Pam Revis, the fourth time? See, that's what I'm bothered by. Is there really a Chiyuv kol for all the time? Think about this. Where is there a Chiyuv kol for only by? Only by Shor. Remember we said about Shane and Rego? But Bor and Asher explicitly was no kol for. Is there a kofer by Adam? No, because he gets killed. Maybe because of Kimle Rabimne, 2 days in Tzitzit and Daftal and Manalev. Maybe in theory there should be, but you say Kimle Rabimne. Other day I said, no, there isn't. So what I'm saying at the end of the day, what did Tzitzit say? Kiva, you read it Tzitzit nicely. What did Tzitzit say? Now what's the makor why you're chayiv for all these things? Why you're putter for Hezek Mehektish? Because of a combination of what? Karen, Adam, Bor, Psula, Mekdosh, Koshkin, Hektish. But the bottom line, all those things don't have kofer. Regal has kofer, even the very first time it has it. So at the end of the day, you really don't have a marker unless you hold like Ular Tarfum that there is what? At the end of the day, there is kofer what?
The first time.
There is kofer the first time, so you could learn out from Karen. But I'm bothered by the other things don't have kofer at all, though. You know what I mean? The other things don't have kofer at all. Bor, there's no kofer. Adam, there's no kofer. So how do you use those as all teachers? How do you use those as all teachers?
You're modeling the most similar one.
So you have to say that the combination is, but he was bothered by it. How do I learn it out? How do I learn it out from Karen at all? Karen doesn't have kofar the first three times. The other things don't have kofar at all, anytime. You know what I'm bothered by? That's what I'm bothered by. I'm saying we got to think about it. We finished the Tais inside. We're going to talk about it more tomorrow, Blinetta Lamaisa. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? Tosis thinks he's got a great marker if you hold like a tarfon. What does a tarfon hold? That there's kofar from the very beginning by Tom. So there also is by Regal. So I'm learning Regal from what? A combination of what? Karen, Adam, Bor, and Psulap, from Psulap, Goshkoshke, and everything else. But those things don't have kofar at all. Adam never has a kofar. Bor never has kofar. You know what I mean? How have you fixed everything? So at the end of the day, I'm bothered by the makor that Tosis gives off that you're completely putter by Hezek by Hektish. I'm bothered by Tosis makoros. You follow what I'm saying? It's very bothersome to me. We're going to have to think about it tomorrow, Lomaisa. Okay, but I want you to get this svar that comes up, this type of chiddush. Okay, this type of chiddush is a lot more we have to discuss with the lashon what with the lashon of Tosis. But it's a tremendous what, tremendous chiddush that Tosis seems to say. Tosis says, "I'm convinced you're completely putter." Question is, what's the makor? And we're pointing out all these days and what? Remember the 3 days we wrote on the board? The Ravid says you're what? Shein Regel's Taka Chayev. And then the Miri says Shein Regel's Potter, but Adam is Chayev. So you have these different sheetas that I want to make sure that what? Want to make sure that we get. Now the last Nikud I want to get for today, and then we're going to go to Sechah Shabbos, where I gave you the packet. Please keep those. I just want you to point out the following. What does it mean when it says that we don't find the Zikin v'hektish lo b'shem v'lo b'regel? And the Mishnah says, Nechasim shem b'emilim akula avas koi. A person is what? A person is chayiv hektish d'iraisa d'rabbanan, kiva. According to Tosis. B'rabbanan. So if it's chayiv b'rabbanan, why does the Mishnah say it's p'turim? What's the answer? It's very hard to say Mishnah talking on a level d'iraisa. So I want you guys to get this. Anytime an other mazik's hektish, we say it's chayiv d'rabbanan. So maybe you could say, and this is what the Dvar Yaakov wants to say beautifully, maybe it's talking about a guy who's sleeping. When a guy who's sleeping, the Rabbanu Masakin and Adam is Mazik Hektish is only when he does it b'beizid. But when you do it b'shogig, when you're sleeping, you're potter. So I want you to write that on the board. Because the Mishnah said, what did Tosis say? Didn't Tosis say it's talking about all the Avos Tzikin? Didn't Tosis say it's talking about all the Avos Tzikin on the Mishnah and Daftes? You read it very nicely. It said it was talking about all the Mishnah and Daftes. Didn't it say that? When it brought up Daftes, where was that in the Tosis?
Top of
so that's what Tosis says. Tosis says exactly what you're saying. You see that what we're talking about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferish, right? Exactly what you're saying, Jacob. Mishnah says Beferish. What's that talking about? But I thought it's Chayim in Rabbanan. What's the answer? That's only when he does it b'mezid. When he's sleeping, he's potter completely. When he's sleeping, he's potter completely. Excellent. You follow me? So I'm going to write that on the board. Mineral Bono, where I write it? Oh. Tosis, Mazik Hektish, Megabe Adam, is Mineral Bono, Rock, Bemazin. Please get that. Rock, Bemazin. We got it? Okay. All right. Tomorrow we have a lot to continue with the Mahalath. Let's turn to Shabbos now in Yoni Hanukkah. Okay? Let's turn to Shabbos in Yoni Hanukkah. I photocopied you all the Dapim from Daf Chafal to Chaf Dalet. Please keep them. I want to see now the sugya, my Havyalev, right here. You got it? Chaf Bezim and Bez, right here. Chaf Bezim and Bez, my Havyalev. Let's see. Okay, everyone has the packet? Okay? Everyone got it? There's a big Shiloh. Does everyone have it? Let's see it inside. There's a big Shiloh, whether we say Havlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Okay? Is it Allah Kosa Mitzvah or Anacha Osa Mitzvah? These are two Lashonis in the Gemara. Okay? Please keep these packets because we'll probably do some of it maybe, we'll see, Wednesday or Thursday. Okay? All right. Pesach, why don't you read the Gemara there? My Havallah, right in the middle of Chav Bezim and Bez. Okay? Let's see the Gemara.
My Havallah.
Right. Oh. My Havallah means what's the Psak Halacha? Do we pasken Allah Kosa Mitzvah or putting the Chanukiah in the right place? Go ahead. Excellent. If you hold up Lako Osa Mitzvah, then you can transfer one candle to the other. Madlike Miner Lener. Why? Because since the mitzvah is the ignition, that allows us to what? What does that allow us to do? Allows you to move it from one candle to the other. Go ahead. Hanacha. V'hanacha osa mitzvah. Meaning the mitzvah is only on the actual placing down. So it doesn't lend you to what? Doesn't allow you to transfer the flame because the flame's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only placing it down in the right place. So since the mitzvah is only placing it down right, doesn't lend itself to what? Transfer from one flame to the other.
Why not?
I mean, you're bothered by why? What's the connection between the two? Good kasha. Maybe, I don't know if we'll get to it today, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. But Benji's asking a good kasha. This gemara is very, very strange. If you hold a lakos and mitzvah, that allows you to transfer from one candle to the other candle. I hear that because the mitzvah is halakha, maybe you can transfer. But if you hold a nachos and mitzvah, it's very limited. So therefore, what gives you the ability to what to go ahead and what transfer at all?
Well, why not? Why can't you just say it's a separate action? Like,
you're right, but maybe I could say the mitzvah, only something that's a mitzvah lends itself to what? Lends itself to be shifted, to be able to transfer from one to another. Chanukiah is very discreet, hanacha. Place it down and that's it. Place it down in the right place and that's it.
Makes sense, because if it's hanacha osa mitzvah, the second you put down the chanukiah, you started the mitzvah. If you remove it and put it down again, you've now started a new mitzvah.
Okay, but he's just saying removing the flame. So why does hanacha osa mitzvah disallow you from doing it?
Because that's the whole idea. You started the concept of Chanukah Lech starts when you put down the chanukiah and it's finished by when you light the candles. The second...
But if you hold on nachos mitzvah, it has to be lit already, lamaisa.
Yeah, so
if you put down a chanukah, there's no candles, and you're not yotze. So if I light it here and bring it over here, then I'm yotze. Because I'm nachos mitzvah.
If you don't move it, you're not yotze?
If I don't move it, no, I have to pick it up and put it down.
So how do most people nowadays do
we don't paskin anach, we pask halakha. We're going to see that now in the Gemara. Okay, well, let's go a little bit right in the Gemara. Okay, go ahead. What's the Ibayaluhu? Svi, you got this inside? Come on, let's look inside. The Ibayaluhu Gemara is a Shiloh. Go ahead.
Leka osa mitzvah. Hanifa.
Oh, hanacha.
Osa mitzvah.
Which one is it? Hadlaka or hanacha? Excellent. Tashma. Now, usually when you say Tashma, you quote a Mishnah or a Brisa. Here's a statement from an Amora. Go ahead. Tashma.
Amarava. Haya tafush near Hanukkah.
Let's say I'm holding a near Hanukkah.
V'ome.
And I'm standing there, I'm holding it. Go ahead.
Lo
osa. Lo osa?
Lo kula.
That's a nothing. I'm not yotzi at all. If I go ahead and grab onto what? A near Hanukkah. Mishid lika. In other words, what do I do? I have tafus near Hanukkah. I'm holding a near Hanukkah. I'm holding a Chanukiah in my hand. And I'm going to hold it the whole time till it goes out. Looks bizarre. Am I yotzi or not? No, I'm not yotzi anything. Go ahead. Hanacha. Shema mina hanacha osa mitzvah. You see, what's the ikker? Placing it down. I didn't place it down. But halakha, I did light. So it's a good raya. That's hanacha osa mitzvah. How do you get out of the raya? Go ahead. Who did not get law? Excellent. Over there, it's different. Why is it different? Meaning, even if I hold halakha osa mitzvah kiva, why am I not yotze? Because it's mar sayin. People think I'm holding it for my own purpose to read. Or to drive warmth, or to be able to see. So it's mar sayin. So it's not a raya halakha osa mitzvah. Even if I hold halakha osa mitzvah, I can still get out of that. Because it looks bad. Looks like I'm holding it for my own purpose. You got it? So it's no raya either way. Jordan, you with me? Go ahead. Vaitr. Tashma, another raya.
Tama rabba halika, defanim behotsiya.
Yeah, read again. Tashma.
Tashma, tama rabba halika, defanim.
Bifnim. You light it inside. And you take it outside your house, which they used to do Bismana Gemara, because it was anti-Semitism, they switched the Prasumanista inside, put it on your Shulchan Dayo, it's enough. Go ahead. It's nothing. Well, Osakum, you're not Yotze. So go, what's this next abbreviation? Before we do it inside, plug it in. I lit it inside, took it outside. Which sheet is that? If I hold what? Hadlak Osim, I'm not Yotze because I didn't write it, light in the right place. If I hold a nachos, it's good, no? Go read the E Amris Bishlama.
E Amris Bishlama. Adleka Osa Mitzvah. Adleka Ben Makoma.
Be'inin. Excellent. Mishumachi.
Mishumachi Lo Osa Kula.
Excellent. It's like I did nothing. If you hold Adleka Osa Mitzvah, it has to be in the right place. So if I lit it inside and took it outside, what's the din? You're not Yotze. Ella.
Ella E Amart.
Hanachos mitzvah. Excellent. Why is it nothing if you hold Hanachos mitzvah? I put it in the right place. What's the Gemara's answer?
Hasam nami, arua hu, amar le tsurfu hu,
the adlaka, period. Meaning it's Mar sign again. People think I'm doing it for what? Don, you with me in the Gemara here? People think I'm doing it for my own purposes. So that svara saved us on both accounts, on both stadim. Let's go over to Gemara what we said outside. There are two mahalchim, whether hadlakos mitzvah or hanachos mitzvah. Two cases, the Gemara said. What happens if I hold the thing? After I light it, I hold it in my hand. I'm not yotzer. If I hold what? Hanachos mitzvah, I understand why I'm not yotzer. I didn't put it down. If I hold hanachos mitzvah, what's the problem? Because it looks like I'm using it for my own purpose. Mar sayin. I'm not yotzer. It's a lack of presuming nisa. It's got to look like I'm doing it for the chag, for the sake of the mitzvah. What's the other case? I lit it inside, went outside. If I hold hanachos mitzvah, I'm not yotzer because I didn't light it in the right place. Hanachos mitzvah demands, Benji, that I light it in the right place. What is hanachos mitzvah? As long as I put it there in the right place, it's good. So why am I not yotzer?
Second thing.
Same thing again. But I use this for in both directions. You follow me to save both cheapest. Looks like I'm using it for my own purposes. It's a lack of presuming nisa. Third case, let's go. You're doing a great job. Tashma, look inside, guys. Come on. Tashma. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was an Amora Tana. He was the last generation, first generation Amora, maybe even a Tana. He's quoted in the Mishnah Uksin. There are 300 worlds, Shai Olamos, 310 worlds, Shai Olamos. And the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He's the only one that didn't die. The only Tana or Amora didn't die, whether you call him a first generation Amora or Tana. He didn't die. The Gemara says Exubis. And I anxiety him a base. Has a whole story that he jumped over. Eliyahu HaNavi tried to bring him back. He didn't. There was never a rainbow in his door. Remember we discussed with Shuman Levi? The Tzadik. So Tashma, all the Ha'amoran Tanoi. Let's go, Donnie. Focus on this. Chav Bezim and Beis. Keep this. These are the Dapim of Hanukkah. In Shas. Go ahead, Tashma. Yeah, start again. Tashma, Damar Bishuman Levi. The line before. Go ahead. Page before. Tashma. Yeah, the page before. Tashma. Guys, get this. Ushishis. Ushishis is a lantern. A lantern. Go ahead. Excellent. Kulo.
Kulo. What is the next one?
I have a lantern that was lit all of what? Shabbos. Lemotsoi Shabbos. What do I have to do? Extinguish it. Beautiful. And relight it. You got this then? I had a 24-hour candle that was lit. You know, God forbid. You know the 24-hour candles for Shiva or something like that. It lasted, though. I used it for what? A guy used it for Hanukkah. We're going to see what actually it means. Poshim Shana Gemara means what? It means for all of Shabbos. And Motzoi Shabbos, you must extinguish it and relight it. Go ahead.
I'd like Osa Mitzvah.
Obviously, you got to light it for every night. So you got to extinguish it and relight it. Ella. But if you hold on Nachos mitzvah, what should you do? You should pick it up and move it, and that's it. Excellent. What does the Gemara say, though? Hi, what? Hi, Mechaba, Malika. Why did it say extinguish it and light it? What should it say? Mechaba. Distinguish it. Lift it up. Umenicha. Put it down. Umadlika miboyalei. See, the Gemara says, if you hold a Nachos mitzvah, what do you have to do? You also have to extinguish it, doesn't it? You can't just pick it up and put it down like Donnie said. No. You have to extinguish it, pick it up, put it down, and then light it. Because a Nachos mitzvah requires what? Requires you also to light it for the proper purpose. But the Iker is the Hanochet. You understand the Taisus? You understand the Gemara? So the Gemara says, if you hold a Nachos mitzvah, it's beautiful. If you hold on Nachos mitzvah, it should say much more than that. Yes? Look at the Rashi in the top where I underline. Go ahead.
Top left?
Yeah, the two Rashi in the right.
Ashishis. Kli gadol shel chutis.
Belaz lanterna. It's a glass, a lantern. Right? Go ahead. Dolekis.
Shahadika, the mitzvah, Hanukkah,
the Erev Shabbos. Wow. What does Rashi say the case was? I lit it on Friday night, but it was a Friday night for Hanukkah. It wasn't Friday night for Hanukkah's Neir Shabbos. So Rav Shechter should need to put it out. What do you see from this Rashi? That every night of Chanukah requires its own chefs of near Chanukah. And even though I lit one for Friday night of Chanukah, I can't use that same flame for the Saturday night of Chanukah. I have to extinguish it and relight it. You notice that? Rashi says every night of Chanukah requires its own chefsa. What does Taisa say on the top? Go ahead and mechabe.
Im Tomar.
This is Donnie's Kasha. Why do I have to extinguish it and go relight it? Bag Bosagi. Just pick it up and put it down. Kaven.
Kaven, the Hanacha Osa Mitzvah.
If you hold the Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, just pick it up and put it down. Dato.
Dato, me, Gerash.
Me, Gora. Is it any worse? To Luka Vometis? Me, Lika, what? Cherishot to the cotton, which we're going to get to. See, if you hold a Cherishot to the cotton, lit it. If you hold a Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, you're not Yotze. If you hold a Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, what's the big deal? It's fine. So if a chershot of the cotton lighting is good enough for a nachos mitzvah, why can't you just pick it up and put it down in our case? Was it worse? That's Tais Kasha. Basically, Donnie, that's what you were machaving in Tais Kasha. Just pick it up and put it down. Why do you have to extinguish it? Says Tais's answer. Go ahead. Viesh Lomar. Viesh Lomar. The Myri. The Myri. Mischilasa. Wow. What does Tais say? He argues on Rashi. What was this Asher just lit for? Lit for Friday night candles, for Shabbos candles. That you cannot switch over for Hanukkah. But what's the implication from Taisus? From one night to the next, it's good. So there's a machlokes fundamentally between Rashi and Taisus, or Shechter Shlita to point out to us. Does every night of Hanukkah require its own chefsav near Hanukkah? Or can you go from one night to the next, as long as it's not used for another mitzvah like Shabbos? So Taisus says it's fine. Rashi says no. Rashi says every night requires a stone chefsa. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, Pesach. Go ahead. Yeah, it's worse. Mihidlika cherishot to the cut. Because at least the cherishot to the cut lit it for Hanukkah, right? The hasam. The ita. When you lit in its proper time. Rifa, excellent. So let's get this. So what's the machlekes Rashi Taisus, Donnie? What's the machlokes Rashi Taisus? You had an Asher that lit the whole Shabbos. Rashi says it was lit for Hanukkah. Why can't I just continue that to Saturday night? What's the answer? Because every night of Hanukkah requires this new chefsa separately. So you have to extinguish it and relight it. If you hold on Lachos Mitzvah, what happens if you hold on Nachos Mitzvah? You also have to extinguish it, lift it up, put it down and relight it. Because even according to Nachos Mitzvah, what do you need? You need a chefsa of a candle. You can't just pick up a chanukiah and put it down and have nothing in it. You need a chefsa of a candle. But that chefsa of the candle, what do you see? That chefsa of the candle is what? That chefsa of the candle can be what? As long as it's not done for Shabbos, it can be lit from one night to the next of Hanukkah. But this was a problem, Taisa, so you lit it for Shabbos. That's why it's a problem, you got to extinguish it. According to Rashi, it's much more of a chiddush. Even though it's lit for Hanukkah, you have to extinguish it and relight it. But you see from what? You see, number one, that chefsa of near Hanukkah, so Machlech Rashi says what that means. Can you carry it from one night to the next? Rashi says no. Each night requires its own chefsa. And Taisa says no. As long as you light it for what? Hanukkah, it's fine. You can carry it over, but it can't be lit for another mitzvah like Shabbos. And what else do you see? That if you hold on Nachos Mitzvah, there's a requirement to have a what? A chefsa of a what? Of a near Hanukkah. Now let me ask you the following. I remember Shadow gave us this case. Svasemis discusses. Let's say it's the sixth night of Hanukkah. A guy lit five candles, and then he remembers afterwards, he thought it was the fifth night, he remembers after it was the sixth night. So what would you think logically do? Just add another candle. No. According to Rashi, the Svasemis says, what would you have to do? Relight the six candles. Because when you lit the five candles, you had in mind what? It was the fifth night. So it's the wrong chefsa. According to Rashi, you got to be specific and precise and exact.
You need to get the menorah.
And therefore, when you light all six, no, we don't hold Hanukkah. We hold Halakos and Mitzvah. We pass on Halakos, which we're going to get to, Pesach. We don't pass on Halakos and Mitzvah. You follow that Kiddush? That's what the Svat Semis said according to Rashi. What'd you say?
Can you use
Shamash, not a problem. Shamash is just that, you know, it's not Mar Sinai that I'm that I'm using it, you know, for my own purpose. That's why we have a Shamash. Yes, Yehuda.
According to Rashi, would you need to make a new bracha also?
Maybe, yes. I would think yes. Now, I'm not saying we paskin like this. I think we would paskin like Tysus, just add another candle. We would not say a bracha, but I'm just saying the lumbus. According to Rashi, you'd have to relight the whole thing and probably say a bracha again. Probably, yes. Svi, is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's another nafkamina that emerges from here. I want you to get this. So how many cases did the Gemara give so far? I held it, I lit inside, brought it outside, and ushishes, the three cases. Right? This is how we remember. What the Gemara did not give is the following. What happens if you light a Chanukiah higher than 30 feet? Sukkah that's higher than 30 feet is possible. What about Hanukkah? Also possible. Now that's if, you know, if you have apartments, not a problem. But we're talking about, let's say, over 30 feet, an impossible. What happens if I lit it and I brought it down lower? Would I be yotze or not? What do you say? So if you hold on lakos and mitzvah, for sure not. I didn't light it in the right place. So I want you to get this down. So machlekes the Ramah and the Marshal, would I be yotze according to the man to Amar hanochos and mitzvah or not? So at first glance, I would have said like Donnie, that listen, I put it in the right place at the end of the day. What's the problem? So that's one shita. I believe that's what the Ramah wanted to say. But the Marshal says no, because when you light it higher than 30 amos, even according to the Mandam or Hanachos HaMitzvah, you need a chefsa of a Nir Chanukah. And if it's lit too high, it's not a what? It's not a chefsa of a Nir Chanukah. And therefore it's Litzorka Huda Adlaka. I'm going to think that what? I'm going to think that I'm using it for my own purpose, and therefore I'm not what? And therefore I'm not Yotze. You understand what I'm saying? So that whole thing about it's not pursuing Nisa is a lack of chefs of Nir Chanukah. So that's the chiddush that comes out of our Gemara, that it's a lack of a chefs of a Nir Chanukah. You require a chefs of a Nir Chanukah, that's the din. Yes, go ahead, Donnie.
When it comes to Hanukkah and Mitzvah,
yes.
Do you have, like, how many like chances you have to move it? I mean, let's say like you light it, let's say, in one place where, according to the Ramah, not according to the Marshal, according to the Ramah, let's say you light it in one place like 25 almost.
Yotze.
But then you move it, but then it's still out of control. So you move it again. Like, how many opportunities do you have to move?
You shouldn't move it. You should keep it in the same place. You're yotze anyway. No problem. Every time you move it, you're yotze.
It's still over 20 amos.
If it's over 30 amos, you're not yotze. If it's over 20 amos, you're not yotze. So if you...
Let's see. It starts at 30, then you move it, and then it's at 25. Can you move it again? Or, like, does Hanukkah Mitzvah, like...
Hanukkah Mitzvah, we're saying, Lamaisa, that you would be yotze in such a case. Halach Lamaisa, Letzarku, Avda Lamaisa.
You have to be for 30 minutes in a kosher place.
Yeah. But I'm saying at the end of the day, we're machmer. That it looks bad. It's not a chefs of Nir Chanukah. It looks like you're using it for your own purposes. I understand, but Lamaisa, we hold Halach HaMitzvah anyway.
Let's see you light it at 5 o'clock. 30 amos, then you move it 5 minutes later to 25 amos.
Okay.
Do you need to last? Right. You need to last till 5:45.
I understand. We hold lakos and mitzvah. You're not yotze anyway. Halacha lamaisa. We hold on lakos and mitzvah. You got to light in the right place. This is all trying to bring out what is a chefs of a Nir Chanukah. So the according to Marshal says you're not yotze even according to Manamar Hanachos and mitzvah, because you need a din of what? You need a chefs of a Nir Chanukah. You lit it too high. You're just lacking that chefs.
But doesn't Hanukkah make it a chefsa of a Nir
Chanukah? No, Lamaisa, because people think you're using it for your own purposes. That's not acceptable. That's what we're saying. There's a chefs of a Nir Chanukah that is needed. That's the chiddush. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara. Go ahead. What's a raya that we hold on lakos and mitzvah? Go ahead. Midakam of Archinan. What do you say? You don't say lahaniach. What does it say? La'alik. That's a raya had lakos and mitzvah. The Rabban says if you hold on hanachos and mitzvah, you would say la'aniach. Go ahead. Had lakos mitzvah shmamina. So you see, that's the way we paskin. Go ahead. Hidlika chereshota v'katan. So nothing. Because you need hadlaka. They're not a bar chiyuva. Hadlaka osimitzah. Go ahead. Isha. A woman vaday must light. Damar b'shuv and Levi.
Nashim
v'chaybos. Right. Read that one more time. Isha vaday madlika. Go ahead.
Isha.
Yeah, in fact, the Yehudis was a major character there. So women are mechuyev. It's not a mitzvah seshes zman grama. Women are pturis normally. Are women potter by mitzvah zman grama that is drabanan? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Brachos Daf Chaf. Even if you assume they're potter from rabbinic mitzvah zman grama, here they're especially chayev because afayu boso hanes. So the Gemara concludes we pass out a lakos mitzvah, no doubt. And number two, you need a chefs of a nir chanukah, we said, if it's lacking. That's why we said that if you light it too high, bring it down, you're not yotze. Even according to the Ma'an number Hanachos Mitzvah. Halachos Mitzvah, for sure you're not yotze. But according to Hanachos Mitzvah, you're lacking the chefs. Read the Tosfos, there's Shema Mina. Go ahead, Pesach.
Shema Mina, had like a osa mitzvah. The Yimkein and Butter, Ladli, Miner. Liner, Mikomokom, Kevon, Shenegu, Ha'olam.
That's what we're going to have to see tomorrow or Thursday. We're going to talk about what Benji really asked. What relevance is it that if you hold a lakos mitzvah, you can be madlikim in lena nir? If you hold a lakos mitzvah, Gemara said you can't. Tosfos picks up on that and he says, oh, if I hold a lakos mitzvah, I don't need a shamish. But the minig olim is to have a shamish. He says, mekomokom, the minig is to be machmer to have a shamish and not to be madlikim in lena nir.
That could be for other reasons.
He says, ain't l'shanos a minig, don't change the minig. So we use the shamish. So I want to just close with the following. We discussed, remember we discussed on Sunday, if someone's very poor and indigent, on the fifth night of Hanukkah, do you give them one candle or five? No. Do you remember that? I want to close with two other nafkaminas about the question of whether hitter mitzvah is integrated dikr mitzvah or it's separate. Namely, this question that Tosa just brought up. What happens if I don't have a shamish? Should I strike a match for every candle? Or can I light one candle to the other? What do you say about that? The Ramah says, Madliki Minir Lanir. And the Shari Tshuva quotes the Tshuva's base Yudha says, I think you should be Machmer. Should be Machmer and light a match for everyone. Correct, basically.
So the Ramah says you should give all five candles though, right?
Well, no, the Ramah said if you didn't have a shamish, you could be Malik Benir Lanir.
No, but the other day we said that
the Ramah didn't comment. The Chemin Moshe said, the Bir Halacha said one, or Samech said in Rambam five. Okay? So what do we say about this? So I want you to get this. One second. If you hold Iker Mitzvah, Benj, get this down to Staf Gemini. We discussed on Sunday where the Hitter Mitzvah is integrated to the Iker. So I want you to get this down. If it's integrated, that means it's on the same Adrege. And therefore, it's not disrespectful to what? To take a hitter mitzvah candle, which is the one on the most left side, the ikar mitzvah candle is the one on the right. You follow me? The one first one you put in is the ikar mitzvah candle. All the ones you put in going other way are what? Are hitter mitzvah candles. You follow me? So don't you think it's disrespectful to what? To take a hitter mitzvah candle and light the ikar mitzvah candle? You know what? I have the menorah right in front of me, right facing it. The one on the most left is the what? Is the hitter mitzvah candle. The one on the right is the what? The ikar mitzvah candle. Isn't that wrong to take a hitter mitzvah candle light that first? Why not? It's not on the same Adrega. Yes, it is. If hitter mitzvah is integrated in ikar mitzvah, they're on the same Adrega. Ben, you follow me? Therefore, there's no problem in lighting me at Malikim in Nirlanir. But if I hold that hitter mitzvah remains separate and technically extrinsic, then it is wrong to light from the hitter mitzvah candle to ikar mitzvah. And I would have to strike a match and light each one separately. So when Tosfos says the minig is to be machmer to have a shamish, don't change the minig, he says. I don't like relying on Minir Lanir. He seems to be echoing the Beis Yehuda. You follow what I'm saying? He says, even though you hold on luck, also submits it, strictly speaking, Malikim Minir Lanir, please don't do that. The minig olam is to be machmer. Because I feel hitter mitzvah remains what? I feel hitter mitzvah remains extrinsic. But if I hold it becomes fully integrated, then they're on the same level. You follow that? Okay, and last nafkamina we have time for today is the following. Rabbi Kivager writes, let's say it's the fifth night of Hanukkah. I light the first candle, I forgot all the brachas. But I remember that I didn't say any of the brachas. I'm still lighting 2, 3, 4, and 5. Can I still say the bracha? So Rabbi Kivager says, according to what? If you plug it in, do we say a bracha on hitter mitzvah? Machlokes Eliyahu Rabbah and Prichadash. That's number one. Number two, are you allowed to say a bracha after you've done a mitzvah? Machleg is Rama, a ghost of Shir. Kola mitzvah school, Mavarach Alain over? Las Yasa. But the ghost of Shir says you can still say it afterwards. And number three, Achatikla Ragam and Ashuk, you're still in the window of the mitzvah. So those three reasons. Maybe you hold like the Arabi, say a bracha on hider. Number two, you can hold like Nagos Ashi, but you have it, you can say a bracha after the mitzvah. And number three, you're still in the window. He says you can what? No problem, say the bracha. But what we're suggesting is, if the hider mitzvah is integrated into what?
Into the
ikker. I'm not done yet. I'm not done with it. I haven't lit all the candles. So therefore, I can still say the bracha. But if you hold what? The hider is extrinsic, then maybe you'd say it's too late. So we paskin, you could still say the bracha. But it's based on the relationship the hider mitzvah to the ikker mitzvah, and based on those three svaras. You could say a bracha on the hider according to the rabba. Number two, it's not makev, you can say the bracha right after you did the mitzvah. And number three, what do we say? Still in the window of achatichla rekomen shuk. And what's number four? The hitter's integrated the ikker mitzvah. Therefore, I'm not yet done. I can still zak the bracha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Friend of the Chanukah. Tomorrow, again, remember, we have lunch. In the shir lunch, 12, we'll have shir at 1 till 2:15. Okay? What did you say?
Pital the malter tonight.
Yeah, we said in the beginning shir, Donnie.
Yeah, if you weren't late, Donnie, you would have heard it.